Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mystic Records Radio.
I'm the messenger of God. You're doomed if you stay here.
Bring the fields to the shift of my hand and my clothes, I'll sleep with a lie. Run away.
crankshafts, Dave Anger, the new crankshaft. And I have a clip here of Rigor Mortis live at the Café de Grand. There you go. Okay.
Need something from my bass drum.
Thank you for two new, I can't talk, tripping over my tongue. I have a big thank you for Mike Knox for sending me some of these tapes of Rigor Mortis. And Mike, I promise you I will get them back to you. And here we go with Party Animal. Let's have some fun. Back.
Rush the thing to fucking down.
Hellstrom's new solo as he's going with, and the title of the song is Hurt. And we have a very special guest here again today, the one and only Doug Moody. Good morning, Doug. How are you? Or I should say afternoon.
Hello there. Yeah, I think it's afternoon. I never know because now I'm 90 years old. I do 3 or 4 hours of work in the office, and suddenly I get tired, so I go have a nap. And maybe a beer or maybe a scotch. I'm not drinking heavily these days, but I like celebrating having a good nap. So it's kind of wild. And I woke up feeling I'd like to chat with you all about Mystic, tell you about how wonderful it is to have Candace on board. I've known Candace since 1970s, when we had wild times in Cathy DuGrand and all the different places in Hollywood. And it was a marvelous time, a reawakening for music, which had gone through blues and black music and rhythm and blues, crossing over to white and black playing together. And then we had that disco music with the sound of bang bang and whistles, and gradually music disappeared and started to come back in rock form with louder and louder. Then unfortunately, a lot of bands got the idea that if you played loud, you could be called heavy metal and you would get booked. And so then the distributors went crazy on heavy metal. And I remember they demised half a dozen bands on Mystic by taking them off of our label where we were launching them and turning them into heavy metal bands.
There's quite a few.
Mentos was one of them. Poor El Duce, he came over and signed a contract with me and said, protect me from my own band. He said they want to go heavy metal. So we got a contract from El Duce, which said, we own the name Mentors, and they can have the band anytime. So
you're so popular. Your phone's ringing like crazy.
I'm on the phone.
Hello. Oh, somebody's calling. So we went through a ragged time when everybody thought heavy metal was the answer to punk, and it wasn't. It killed every punk band that tried to go heavy metal. Even it killed the Flower Leopard. So I'm warning everybody, if somebody yells heavy metal to me, I'm going to run for the cover of Mystic Records and say, punk lives.
Go away.
And I was reminded yesterday by a telephone call of Doug, what's the biggest check you ever got for making a record? And I had to say it was
from
the
Mystic.
Best of... No, not from
maybe,
Mystic,
maybe
never.
From Mercury
no.
Records or Smash or Back
oh,
in
no,
the
no, 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 no. Those were million-dollar deals. The Nana Muscari, I had discussions with people as who sold the most records in the world, and they had never heard of Nana Muscari. She's a Greek girl. She sells over 12 million records every time she puts one out, and it's in 12 different languages, 12 different worldwide languages. And so
I recently talked to her on the phone. She's real sweet.
That is my biggest artist that I ever bought to Philips when I was with Mercury Philips and that crowd in Chicago.
Yeah.
No, the one which I'm talking about is Loving Spoonful.
Oh,
one
gosh,
day,
I loved them in the 60s. Oh, they were wonderful.
One day, my friends who ran the record company called and said, Doug, we're in dire trouble. What can we do? We need help. So I went over and had a meeting. There were three presidents, three guys and some drugs, all trying to run a company which had hit after hit after hit, but was broke. So talking to their distributing company, which was in that days, the distributing company was MGM Films. So I went to them and I said, look, we need some money. What do you want? And they said, well, Doug, come up with something we can give you money for. So I was scratching my brain. I said quickly, how would you like a Best of the Loving Spoonful album? I could give it to you by tomorrow. You give me $250,000. We shook hands. So the next day I ran over with a list and everything else, and we shook hands. I saw the check written, and the moment I delivered the tape, boom, they were out of trouble and back to being bad boys again, so I left Kama Sutra.
There you go.
So my days in record business are legion. I can talk about deals, $1 million deals. I can talk about buying Hello Dolly for $2 million for 20th Century Fox. Or I can talk about scraping up $1,000 to put out groups on Nardcore. I was scraping the barrel when we were putting out Slimy Valley and everything else. And the time was changing. Everybody wanted electronic music in a digital form. And I could see that was going to be the end of our way of life, which was vinyl. And today we are having trouble. So I'm appealing to everybody. Mystic wants to sell to your local record store direct. The distribution system is no longer possible because distributors only want selling records that they can guarantee to sell 1,000 on. Well, you can't guarantee to sell 1,000 NoFX today. They're not selling either. So the whole of the music business has crumbled because we have not replenished it. What has gone wrong is everybody has hung on to names and selling the past. We have to keep going forward, introducing new bands, new ideas, and launching new stuff. If not, the record business dies because you can't all day long listen to a wall of sound without anything saying, hey, I love you, I love my neighbor, I love living. And so I'm appealing to everybody. If you've got a local record store, get the telephone number to Candice. We're going to call them, and we're going to try and come directly with cheaper records, not cheap music, but the cost, and bring down the cost of vinyl. Right now it's costing us $20 to $25 to put a record in the stores. It's way too much. So, and the guys complained to me, Doug, we're buying your record because it's collectible, and I don't want to play the mottled record or the white record or the green record. So now we are having to give away a black vinyl record with every collectible, so that you got something to play. Well,
that's right.
There's
and
no
you know,
we've
got 90 seconds left. We've been on the air for about 45 minutes now.
I'm through. Get record stores. Get record stores' telephone number to Candy, and I will send you free a collectible record.
There
help
you
us.
Go.
We'll
all
help
right.
you. Bye,
thank
everybody,
you.
And Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. All right. Bye, Doug.